Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Nhlanganya, who is broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19, the Jacob Zuma saga, and other issues.
According to the Minister of Health, 19 people died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday, and 809 tested positive for the disease. Zimbabwe has so far recorded 55,474 COVID-19 cases, over 400,000 recoveries, and unfortunately, 1,878 deaths since the pandemic started in March last year.
At least 793,000 people have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, and almost 600,000 their second dose. This is happening amid concerns of an upsurge in COVID-19 cases in Zimbabwe.
According to health officials in various provinces, some hospitals are running out of beds, while others are facing problems of securing the much-needed oxygen tanks.
In other news, former South African President Jacob Zuma is expected to return to the Constitutional Court on July 12th to challenge his 15-month sentence for contempt of court.
Zuma claims that he's being victimized by a system which is similar to that of apartheid, but critics say he has to follow the law. Like all South Africans, Zuma is facing charges of graft, but declined to appear before a commission headed by Acting Chief Justice Zondo, a man he knows very well from his rural home in KwaZulu-Natal. He has asked Zondo to recuse himself in the case.
Supporters of the former president say Zuma is being victimized by the current government, and as a result, they will camp at Inkandla until the case is finalized. Ngibambe Zuranda Balinja laphi khona endaweni zonke zomhlaba esijeneyo. Ye lamthande ke ku Live Talk spoke nge COVID-19 lokunye okujeneyo ukuqela ke udaba luka mnumzana Jacob Zuma wakwele South Africa. Siyawazi ukuthi khona ngale kulobuzima. Kuzobuya ke njalo siyabona uhlangothi lwezempila kahle luthi kona kulabantu abayi-19 ababulewe COVID-19 izolo eZimbabwe, kwathi abayi-809 abantu abatestwe batholakala bele COVID-19. Okwamanje siyabona ukuthi kususela ngombimbitho nyakenye sokulabantu 54,474 asebetholakale bele COVID-19, kuthi abayi 40,000 ngabantu asebephepha kumkhuhlane lo, abayi 1,878 ngabantu asebathathwa i-COVID-19. Siyabona njalo ukuthi asebejovwe amajekiseni okuzivikela umuntu ku-COVID-19. Sebefika ke 793,000, kube kuyilaba ke ngabahlatshwe okokuqala. Asebehlatshwe okwesibili bafika 600,000. So kanye luyaqhubeka uhlelo lololokwele Zimbabwe. Kodwa konke lokhu kwenzakala ngesikhathi kuzwakala ukuthi ezibhedlela lapha kulobuzima sibonile ke amaphephandaba njenge-Chronicle kuzobuya, i-Sunday News kuzobuya lesiqhokhe labo ezibhedlela ezijeneyo. But ke kukhanya ngazani ke umkhuhlane lo sumemetheka ngamandla, njalo ezibhedlela lapha akusela ndawo yokulalisa abantu. So kukhanya ngazani kuyethusa kakhulu. Kwezinye izibhedlela njalo sizokuthiwa ke akusekho lokho kuthiwa yi-oxygen, amatanka lana phela. Nalo moya ukuthi uyasebenzisa nxa umuntu segula ebulawa i-COVID-19. Kwezinye ke indaba sizwa ke kuthiwa ke wayengumongameli wakwele South Africa umnumzana Jacob Zuma ubuyele emthethondaba khona ngale ecela ukuthi isigwebo sakhe se 15 months sibekwe eceleni. Sakwazi ukuthi Constitutional Court yamgweba isithi ke uZuma wadelela umthethondaba, so ngakho ke kumele ayengena entilongweni okwe 15 months. Kodwa uZuma yena uthi hayi, lokhu phela sokungani yilokho lokusetshenziswa ngoPeter Lwebhoda ukuthi bathi ngena entilongweni loba ke ungathethwanga icala lakho ngemfanelo. So sibonile ke abanye abantu abasupport uZuma kumbe ngithi abasekela uZuma bekhempile khona ngale nkandla bethole imkhonto, abanye induku, abanye amarekeni, abanye konke nje ongani kuyabulala nje izigila zangkhona ungazibona uyethuka. So besithi hayi ukuthi ke kuthathwe uZuma ahanjiswe kungahlupha, ngangcono yena abulawe kumbe babulale bona bengakabambi uZuma. So uZuma ke ufuna ukuthi Acting Chief Justice uZondo ukhomishini ehlolisisa ke ubukhohlakale ukuthi wawabenza asuke khonapho, ngoba uthi ubaba lo bayazana ngakho ngawona ke xa sokunjalo. So kunjalo ke Mavelas funeke ke esuka ngakho khona manje. Yeah, so bamba khonapho Mavelas ngenze kuhlelo siya kubona ukuthi ungazani ukhatshana ye kuphela khona pho ke sesikubona le mabulasi yenza njalo
aiwa kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu nemusi wemuvhuro July 5, 2021 nasi tiri kuenderera mberi tichitarisa isu nyaya yedambudziko rechirwere checovid-19 tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika panyaya yenhomba yechirwere ichi tinoona kuti bazi rezveutano nezuro rakazivisa kuti pane vanhu 19 vakawanikwa vachishaya kubva kudenda iri recovid-19 uyezve nezurowo zvakare pane vanhu 809 vakawanikwa vachibatwa kutested positive nechirwere ichi tozotarisa kuti tichitarisa kubvira pakatanga chirwere checovid-19 munyika muna March gore rapfuura Zimbabwe yava nevanhu 55,474 vabatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 totarisawo kuti vanhu vanosvitsa ivo 40,000 vawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda iri asi vachiri kunda totarisa zvakare kuti pari zvino pane vanhu 1878 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri kubva muna March gore rapfuura totarisa nhomba yecovid-19 pari zvino panonzi pane vanhu 793,000 vabayiwa ivo nhomba yavo yekutanga yecovid-19 muchirongwa chavanoti icho chesecond phase yechirongwa ichi yekubaya vanhu nhomba totarisa zvakare kuti pari zvino pane 600,000 vanhu vanodaudzira over 500,000 vabayiwa ivo manhomba ese maviri asi tinotarisa kuti hurumende iri kuti iyo bazi rezveutano rinoda kuti pave nevanhu 10,000,000 vanenge vabayiwa nhomba iyoyi kuitira kuti pave paine yavanoti iyo head immunity tombotarisa zvakare kuti kune zvimwe zvipatara zviri kune dzimwe nharaunda zviri kunzi izvo muzvipatara izvi mibhedha yekuti vanhu vanorwara necovid-19 vawanikwe ivo vachipiwa muzvipatara izvi iri kushomeka uyezve oxygen kana kuti mweya uye unoda kuiswa pamunhu kana achinge arwara necovid-19 unonzi zvakare uri kushomeka saka hakuna maoxygen tank izvo zviri kunzi navana mazvikokota ezveutano zvinogona kukanganisa utano wevazhinji munguva inotevera totarisa zvakare imwe nyaya tange tiri kutarisana nezvayo tange tiri kutarisa zviri kuitika musouth africa panyaya yavajacob zuma vaimbovaivo mutungamiri wenyika yesouth africa avo vanga vakatarisirwa kunzi vaendeswe muchizarira kwe 15 months asi takaona iro weekend inoi takaona vatsigiri vavo vachimiramira kumukandla uko kwavanogara vachitsika madziro kuti kwete vazuma havafanire kuiswa muchizarira saka zviri kunzi izvo vazuma vakakwidzawo mapepa kumatare ekuti vawanikwe izvi zvisingaitike saka vari kunzi ivo vachamira kuconstitutional court musi waJuly 12 imomuno muamerica zvakare mune chimwe chiitikowo chiri kuitika pari zvino tinotarisa kuti nezuro yanga iri 4th of July izuva rekuzvitonga kuzere kweamerica imomuno saka kunenge kuri kuitika zvizhinji vanhu vanenge vachigotya nekudya nezvimwe zvakadaro vachipemberera kwavanoti ivo kuzvitonga kuzere imomuno kunoitwa zvakare havanoti mafireworks nezvimwe zvakawanda saka mhuri panguva iyoyi dzinosangana dzichionana pazuva irori re4th of July saka tange tiri kukurukura nevanyarikani vedu vari muno imomuno muamerica tichimbonzwa kuti ivo vanga vari kuitei pazuva irori tichitarisa zvakare zvimwe zvatiri kutaura nezvazvo
Yeah, marvelous. We can start with what the Justice Minister Ziyambi Ziyambi said in Genoa when he was addressing some state officials. You know, he was talking about who has to follow the guidelines, COVID-19 guidelines. And according to him, even his party should actually follow exactly what is supposed to be done. So it seems as if, you know, there are some people who are complaining that, you know, ZANU-PF is holding many, many meetings without following COVID-19 regulations. So let's hear him talking to some of the civil servants and Themba Mliswa, who is the local MP in nearby Norton. So here he comes.
ZANU-PF also must stop, because ZANU-PF is not above what the president gave decreed. So there's no one who directed that ZANU-PF must do what the president has said we must not do. So we have my regulations that were put in place by the president under the Public Health Act. We cannot go against them. So that is very clear. I agree with you on that point. On compensation, you see, when you get employed, you also cede some of your rights. To say, if you want to be employed here, get vaccinated. So they have my regulations of the Public Service Commission, which we must comply with if you are a civil servant. If you don't want to comply with them, you have the right to quit. So your rights will be there. But if you join, he played rugby. He would not leave the field of play and go to the police with the kikwa kikwa. The moment he entered the field of play, some of his rights are good assault. So that's the simple answer that I can give to say it's for the protection of the generality of the civil service. That's why we are saying, let's have all of us vaccinated. Once we are vaccinated, we are protecting each other. You are becoming each other's keeper, so to speak. So they are very important points, I agree. And as for resources, I think I'll speak to Chokuda to say there was a directive that MPs must go and also do this job of risk communication, vachita, conscientize people. Let's avail resources so that they can get to each and every corner of the constituents. It was announced, the president announced it. So it's something, they are very valuable contributions.
Yes, marvelous. That is Mr. Ziyambi Ziyambi, who is the Justice Minister. That is the Zimbabwean Minister of Justice. So, kunapake ukuluma nguti ibandla lezanupf kumele lilandele isiqondiso zonke zokuvimba ukumemetheka kwe-COVID-19 njalo lokuthi nxa uyi-civil servant kumele uhlatshwe ijekiseni, nxa ungahlatshwa ngejekiseni ngcono utshaye phansi. So ngutsho kwakhe nxa ungavele usayine ukuthi usuyi-civil servant sokumele ulandele imithetho phela ekhona khonapho ye-Public Service Commission. So ungekela ukwenza khonokho, he says you must quit, you know.
Very interesting indeed. Yeah, I think Gibbs, we have our first guest. If you can bring them up, Ms. Lusindongwe Chikowero, who is actually based here in the United States, if you can just hear from her what the situation is like in her state regarding COVID-19, where we've seen Zimbabwe has actually gotten cases that are increasing daily. We saw that yesterday Zimbabwe reported 809 cases of COVID-19 in the country. What is the situation like where you are? Tell us where you are, your organization, and what the situation is like.
Okay, my name is Lucy Ndongwe Chikowero. I'm based in the United States, in Madison, Wisconsin. I am from Rosaria Memorial Trust as the U.S. Director, and I'm also the MTC Communications Director.
Mm-hmm. Tell us, what is the situation like there where you are in your county or state?
The situation in my state has really improved. We actually, people have been vaccinated. Almost over 50% have been vaccinated. And we saw that as of June 1st, the state lifted its mask mandate. And now we can gather without masks and activities. Life has literally gone back to normal.
Tell us about 4th of July. What was your family doing? What is the significance of 4th of July here in the United States?
Yeah, as you mentioned, 4th of July is the Independence Day for the United States. Mm-hmm. And my family actually had an opportunity to be participating in various activities around the community, including the parades and also culminating to the fireworks that we had to attend. We also had a big party with friends. It was our first time in over a year and a half of without meeting anybody. So we were so grateful for lifting. Actually, we're very grateful for the vaccinations and yeah. Also grateful for the it's kind of still trying to get used to being outside without masks, knowing the severity of the disease. But now that things have gone back to normal, it is it was really good to start seeing friends and family again.
Ehe, tombopinda murimirwa mai kuti mungatitsananguro here kuti muri ku state ipi uye zvekuti ndezvipi zvamuri kuona ku state yenyu ikoko takatarisa nyaya yedenda recovid-19. Tichiona kuti kuZimbabwe pari zvino tiri kuona uwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa nedenda iri huri kukwira. Nezuro takaona pane vanhu 809 vakabatwa necovid-19.
Ndinonzi Lucy Ndongwe Chikowero, ndiri kustate inonzi Wisconsin, muguta rinonzi Madison. Kuno mandiri takawanikwa vanhu vazhinji over 50% yakatobayiwa nhomba yecovid. Saka takawanikwa zvakare musi wa1 June kuchibviswa mutemo wekuti vanhu vasasapfeka zvavo mamask, zvekusungirwa kupfeka mamask, and uye zvinhu zvakatanga kuvhurika zvekuti takawanika mitambo, vanhu vave kutanga kuita mitambo, vanhu vave kutanga kusangana, uchifilawo zvakare safe. So nezuro ranga riri zuva reIndependence Day reUnited States, takakwanisawo kunge tichiparticipata mune maparade anoitwa ekupemberera zuva iri. Zvichizosvika manheru pane paine gungano guru chaizvo revanhu vanenge vachiona mafireworks. Takakwanisa kunge tiripo zvakare kusangana nehama neshamwari pamapati etakanga tave kuita. And izvi kutotanga kuzviita mushure megore nehafu tiri mudzimba tisingasangani. Saka ndozvakakwanisa kunge tichizo at least kuwanawo nguva yekuzosvika pakupemberera kudai.
Thank you so much and stay on the line. Let's bring in Professor Solwayo Ngwenya, who's the acting Mpilo chief executive. Let's hear what he's saying about what is going on in Zimbabwe right now. We are told in Marvelous that the hospitals are getting packed and there's a crisis right now. So let's hear from him.
Alapa amahlabe zulu sesisenkingeni njoba sasikhuluma umnyaka sizowaphela lokho sikhuluma ngendaba yobhubhane lolu. Ubhubhane lolu soluyandile ebantwini okumangalisayo kwamagama. Njalo ngelanga abantu ababanjwa ubhubhane lolu luyaluqansa khona phe kobulayo laseZimbabwe jikelele. Ubhubhane lolu nxa lufika ebantwini luqala luyande kakhulu lungene. Wosokubuya ukuthi uzathola ukuthi abantu sebeqala ukungena ezibhedlela. Njalo sokuqalisile ezibhedlela njengoba lawo balile wabona emanyuziphepheni ukuthi abantu inani labantu abasezibhedlela lokhu liqansa lisiya phambili. Kuyathi kusiya ngesikhathi uzathola ukuthi abantu abaningi bazashona nxa bengajintshi lokhu esikukhulumayo ukuthi ubhubhane lolu lubangelwa into yona leyo ukuthi abantu abalaleli into ezikhulunywayo, abalandeli izinqumo ezifakiweyo phansi eze lockdown protocols lezo ezikhulunywayo. Okwamanje ungahamba edrobheni uyathola bayenza iziminye eminye bekhipha amakhala bagqoka amamaski khonokho esikukhulumayo. Bakhupha amamaski umlomo lamakhala phandle basesiminye eminyeni baphethe bayakhuluma banompolelana ubhubhane olubi kangaka. Angiboni ukuthi kathi abantu pho bazayithuswa kuyini ukuthi umbe balaleli into ezikhulunywayo. Ngoba ingozi le esikhona lapha emhlabeni ijikelelela khona pa kobulaya leZimbabwe yesabeka okwamagama.
Manje kumele kwenziweni isikhwica mfundo Ngwenya ngodaba lolu ngoba kukhanya ngazani kuya phambili lokhu kuyamemetheka ngamandla.
Lolu bhubhane lolu asiyonto yokudlala le. Inkalakatha yomlilo onzima oyathatha umphefumulo yabantu omningi ngesikhathi sinye. Yikubona besi khuluma nje sixoxa kangaka ukuthi abantu bezama kunanzelela ingozi ebuyayo. Ingozi sifikile singenile ekhaya abantu lokho bengalandeli izinqumo ezifakiweyo lokho besenza isiminye eminye begathi izimoto begcwale phakathi kuyisiminye eminye khonapho emalayinini lapha kumelelwe izinto ayithatha imali evele emazweni emabhenki ngaphi uzathola iziminye emine zibambile mfimfimfi. Angikwazi ukuthi pho abantu bazancedwa njani nxa bengalaleli into ezikhulunywayo. Abalaleli khonoko kufake izinqumo ezifakwe nguhulumende ziyanceda ukuthi bahlanze izandla begqoke ama-face mask okuqondeleyo bengahambi kuphonge uhambe uvukele uhambe edrobheni behlale phansi ezindlini zabo labokhosikazi abo behlale phansi ngoba lokho ukuthi bazama ukuthi kumbe umuntu uyathengisa kumbe uyenzani akangiboni ukuthi inyanga le buyayo isiyaphambili ngapha abaningi abantu sabe singasekho emhlabeni lolu bhubhane luzobhulubisa impilo eziningi ezabantu yikho ukuthi ngixwayisa abantu xa abantu bengalalelanga njalo hhayi bazazibonela isimanga esibuyayo.
Yeah, that is Professor Sola Ngwenya. He works for Mpilo Hospital. And we see that, marvelous, what he's saying is that, you know, the situation is very critical right now. And many people are not, you know, following proper regulations. So he says people are just doing what they want. And at the end of the day, it is critical that they should follow these stipulated regulations. Right now, we've got Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi, who is in the UK. Mr. Mlalazi, welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Dube. How are you?
Oh, we are very fine. I think we also have Ms. Vivian Nomala Mapepe. So hold on there, Mr. Mlalazi. Mapepe, welcome to the show.
How are you?
No, very fine. So we'll start with you, Mapepe, before we go to Mr. Mlalazi. So tell us, how is the situation in Israel in terms of COVID-19? And how are you guys protecting yourselves?
We thought everything was under control and most of the people were vaccinated, but now it looks like we on the third wave. And we had just removed the masks like last of last week, and we had our masks off for like a week. And then we were told to start putting on mask like this past Sunday, because it looks like the cases of COVID are going up again, although still not that bad. It looks like it's still under control because most of the people are vaccinated. But now they say we have to wait for the kids to vaccinate, because before it was just the adults. So now they are saying we need, we on level 1, 2 around there, because they had to close down the schools again so that the kids can get vaccinated before we can reopen everything else again.
And how are you protecting yourselves? You know, it's like you need to protect yourself and you need to protect people around you. What's going on in terms of that kind of issue?
When it needs to protecting ourselves, you know, we were the first, I think, to go on lockdown last year, like around March. So I guess people are tired now. It's not everybody who's adhering to the rules. So you'll find that some people are putting on masks, some they don't, because right now the government is not so strict like last year. Mm-hmm. So we do put on masks, like myself, I do, like a lot. I noticed that since last year, I used to be attacked by flu a lot. And then ever since I started putting on my mask, like I've not had flu since last year up to this year. So I realized that it helps me a lot. So normally I have my mask on wherever I'm out there.
Yes, Kolfang, Sindebele, Konoko, Sindebele, Kuti, Lina, Liz, Vigilan, Jan, Kumkutan, Lo, Kunahapo, Kule, Israel.
Siyawa, koga, mamaski. But I will sue you won't come to work or my mask right now. Because I've noticed ukuthi even in person, kusase labantu abasafuna ukutshelwa ukuthi hey, ingaphi mask, into ezinjalo. But okunye vele abantu, I think nabo bakhathele, because since thina yithe saqalayo saba amongst amazwe aqalayo ukuba ku-lockdown last year. I guess okunye abantu bakhathele. Le government okwamanje ayikho strict ngale ndlela ekade iyona last year ngesikhathi iCOVID too much. And right now, kule third wave yona le khona variant le, they say ukuthi it was imported from India and South Africa. But it's still under control. Isase like ayikabimbi ngalolo hlobo lolo. So I guess that's why in a government layo manje ingathi ayizihluphi kangako ngokulandelela abantu ukuthi bonke wonke umuntu uyalandela yini umthetho othiwe ukuthi kumele sibuyele back to ama mask. But sike sahlala iviki singagqoka ama mask. And it was a good feeling, like bekukuhle, because hey, unyaka wonke ugqoka imask akusinto elula.
Okay, hold on, Nomalanga there. We are coming back to you. Before we go to Ms. Chindongwe, let's talk to Mr. Mlalas briefly. Marvelous.
Apotanga tirikunzwa muzvare bebe vanga vari kutaura ivo mamirira akaita nyaya yeCOVID-19 kuIsrael. Vari kutaura ivo kuti vazhinji parizvino munyika iyi vadzokera zvakare kunopfeka mamask nekuti vari kuti ivo Israel yakapinda palockdown muna March chaimo. Asi vari kufungidzira kana kuti hurumende yeko yabva yatotaura kuti kunyange vanga vakanzi ngavambomira kupfeka mamask ngavadzokere zvakare mukupfeka mamask sezvo vari kufungidzira kuti kune third wave iri kubva iyo kuIndia nekusouth Africa. Saka ndo zvavanga vari kutaura vachiti zvikoro zvinenge zvatovharwa zvakare pari zvino vachiedza kurwisa third wave iyi. Ivo vakataurawo kuti ivo semunhu womudzimai vakange vachimbobatwa nechirwere cheflu asi kubvira pavakatangawo kupfeka maski vakuona kuti zvekutoita nani. Saka vari kuti ivo semudzimai vari kutoramba vakabatana nemaski yavo kuzvidzivirira kubva kuCOVID-19.
We also have, like what I indicated, we've got Mr. Skombozo Mlalazi in UK. Mr. Mlalazi, welcome to the program, sir.
Yeah, it's an honor.
Thank you very much. How is the situation in UK?
I believe knowledge is power. The cases are slightly going up at the moment, but we are waiting for the announcement of the government that on the 19th of this month, we suspect that we'll be lifting some restrictions because the country has moved on. But the good thing now, all the institutions, like I give an example, like myself, I'm a student at the university, you know, they're spreading the information about how we behave as a people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important for the government and the institutions at the local level to say their responsibility is to educate people about how we need to behave against this pandemic. So it's not all about vaccination. It's all about to do with our behavior. Even if we are vaccinated, it does not mean you are 100% protected. You can still contract this disease. But then if you know where to go and how to behave and you're wearing your mask, this has helped to reduce the number of newly infected people in the nation, like the UK. A lot of people now, they know they don't want to stay next to a person. The buses, they go half empty. I think it has helped a lot.
Yes, hold on there. Marvelous, I think we still have Lucy. Go ahead.
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna Vasikumbuzo Mlalazi vanga vataurawo mamirira akaita zvino kunzvimbo yeBritain kwavari kuti vakamirira kuti vanzwe kubva kuhurumende yavo kuti zvii zvichange zviri kuitika. Yavari kutaura ivo kuti pari zvino vari kuona kuti macases ari kuti kwirei asi vakamirira kuti vanzwe hwaro kubva kuhurumende kuti zvichafamba sei nekuti tinoona kuti hurumende dzemunyika dzakasiyana-siyana vari kupawo hwaro hwavo pari zvino kuti zvoitwa sei nekuti kunzvimbo dzakasiyana tiri kuona iyo macases achiti kwirei. Rikaitidzokee zvakare kwamuri Mrs. Chikowero, mombotitsananguriro kuti imi semudzimai tinoona pane mabasa amuri kubata kuZimbabwe. Mabasa yamuri kubata muchishanda nevechidiki nyanya kumaruwa, muri kunzwa vachiti chii panyaya iyo
yeCOVID-19? Pavana vati vatinonyanyoshanda navo vasikana vechidiki, mateenagers nemapreteens and young mothers, masurvivors of child marriages, nyaya yeCOVID pekutanga vakambenge vachiti havasi kunyatsonzwisisa kuti zviri kufamba sei. Mm-hmm. And we had to start kuvadzidzisa based on information yatinenge tawanawo. But iko zvino vave kuzvinzwisisa and asi zviri kuvarwadza chaizvo kugara mudzimba nekuti takatikuona vanasikana like a recent case yekuti mwana akanga atoenda kunorodzwa. Mm-hmm. Ndeve chitendero chechipostori. Mm-hmm. Mwana uya ane makore 14 anga atotorwa atoenda kunorodzwa, but kuburikidza neurongo hwatinoita navo vana ava akanotiza achitiza akanotsvaga kochi wedu wevasikana vebhora akavatsanangurira, then takazomuengeja nehurumende ne Child Protection Services kuZimbabwe. Saka ufande kuti zviri kunera zvakanyanya munyaya dzekuti kurodzwa kwevana kwabva kwakwira kwoona zvakare mirizhonga mudzimba yabva yawanda. Saka COVID yacho vari kuinzwisisa vari kugara zvavo mudzimba but zviri kuvaremera zvakanyanya.
Maybe if you can just tell us in English, you work with some young girls in Zimbabwe. What are you, especially in the rural areas, what are you hearing coming from these young girls that you work with regarding COVID-19 at the moment when we see that the cases are going up and, you know, the government has actually managed to say that there are some hotspots where they are telling people that people in those areas should, you know, refrain from gatherings and things like that?
Yes, We work with teenagers, preteens, and young mothers who are survivors of child marriages. And you'd find that at first, actually after they closed schools, they were so confused. They couldn't understand what was really happening because the information was not flowing well in rural communities. So as we started going on teaching them, telling them what is expected of us as an organization and of them as the beneficiaries of the programs, as well as the citizens of the community, they understood it. They are staying at home, but they're grudgingly doing so because they're saying it's exposing them to harmful practices of child marriages, of gender-based violence and so forth. As I was giving an example of a 14-year-old girl who actually escaped child marriage from her grandfather, who was going to marry her to be a third wife. Because of the teachings that we were giving these girls, she ran away. She slept in the bush, ran away all the way, and went to find our coach, who then ended up, we facilitated engaging with the government, Child Protection Services, and Justice for Children. Now she is in a safe space.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so looking at, you know, the impact of COVID-19 on such young ladies, how is it really when you look at it, you know, the face of COVID-19 under those circumstances?
It is really devastating because we don't have strong institutional support for these young people. They tend to depend on their families and they're staying in these communities where services are not readily available or they cannot communicate easily. So for us, the advantage is that we have retired women who are living in those communities that we capacitated for so that we can communicate with them, and also the young women that we are training as soccer coaches who are also working with these young people so they can interact with them. They don't have to have sessions to bring them in big numbers, but once in a while, even when they hear, you know, word travel in the villages. So when they hear that, oh, this kid is in trouble, they try to make interventions and go visit with those children. But it is really difficult for them, and they are expressing that all the time we speak with them.
That's another story there. Nomalanga Pepe, when you look at the issues that are happening to many Zimbabweans back home, it's a question of having food on the table, but people cannot venture out there, you know, because of COVID-19. So when I'm also kangele konoko, ukuthi pho abantu kumele benze, mina umuntu athola ukudla phela, ngaze faka imask, kuthi uhambela indlala phela.
Yeah, hey, so nisimo sakhona sinzima right now, Dube. Angazi lokuthi kungenziwa njani ngoba makumele kube le lockdown and abantu kumele at the same time bathole ukudla and looking at the situation abantu abakhangelane layo ekhaya ukuthi thina vele ihulumende yethu akuseyiyo leyane yakudala esasiyazi ukuthi ilosizo ukuthi kulokudla okuholiswayo abantu. Hey, kulobunzima shem. Kakhulu kulobunzima.
So kumele abantu benzeni nxa kunjalo maphepha?
Ha, hayi, situation yangale baba Dube, mina ngazi vele ukuthi kungenziwa njani ngoba kunje siyazama even ukuthi thine siphandle uyanceda izihlobo kodwa uzonceda abantu abangaki ene bangaki abantu abalezihlobo zabe ziphandle ukuthi ziyakhona ukubancedisa. Hayi, into yakhona nje vele bese kufuna yona ihulumende yethu kube nguhulumende lo olothando labantu ancedise manje kulobunzima ngoba wena noma uphandle kunje ungazama ukuthi uyancedisa imithetho yakhona abayifakayo ikwenza ugcine uhlehlele emuva like ugcine ungazi ukuthi kwenziwa ngabomo ukuthi kumbe abantu bangancedisi ngoba awungeke ukuthi ngesikhathi lapho uncedo abantu beludinga khona ngamandla kube yikho lapho faka khona imigoqo ukuthi kube nzima ukuthi abantu bathole usizo like right now uma ungathi ungenisa into from phandle kumbe ama-groceries kumbe yini bazoqala ukukutshela imithetho ukuthi lokhu kumele kungene okungaka iquantity engaka uyayibona into enjalo uhulumende wethu nje laye wenza izinto zingabi lula
so ungaba lula ukuthi kwenziweni maphephe ngoba hey ukhanya-ke kulo hlupho lapho
kunje baba uDube ukuthi vele izinto ngendlela ezenzakala ngakhona kathe seZimbabwe kathi bahlulwa yini ukuthi maybe bavumele ukuthi hayi makulamadona umuntu othi ufuna ukungenisa ukudla ukudla kungene ngobunengi bakho kusiza abantu because at the end of the day lawa amakhampani abathi bayawavikela ukuthi angalahlekelwa yibhizinesi ibhizinesi yakhona yikho vele so noma bengathi ukudla kungangeni from phandle okusalayo kakukho vele khona phakathi elizweni so yikulwisana lo zulu lokhuyana yikulwisana lo mphakathi bona ngabe bayavumela abantu abafuna ukuncedisa bancedisa abantu bayenza izinto like imithetho yabo eborder ibe lula for ukuthi abantu bangenise izinto hayi ukuthi bawomise ngoba yinto ebulalayo right now ekhaya ukuthi noma ungathi uzama ukusiza baza komisela na uzucina uzibuza ukuthi akati yime ngathini uyabona into enjalo yinto eyenza abantu abaningi bangathi bahlehlele emuva ngoba noma uzama ukusiza kule mali abakucharge zona igovernment yakhona ongazazi lokuthi ziyangaphi at the end of the day ngoba azingeke zisize lo mphakathi ngesituation abantu ababhekane layo
that briefly ngesilungu sibili ungathi wena as Miss Bebe is there any way that you are helping people back home to actually try by all means to avoid contracting COVID-19. What are you doing, you know, for the people back home?
Like right now, what I can say is I'm helping my immediate family. So as for some other people, I tried before to help, but I think because of the government conditions and everything, when it comes to importing things, they don't make it easy for somebody to help. Like there was one time I even tried, I wanted to send clothes, then I realized like the duty was gonna be too much. And then when you try to send food, they tell you of the quantity. Like imagine if you tried maybe to send a carton of cooking oil, then somebody tells you we can only allow maybe 2 containers like of 2 liters. So like how many people are you going to help with that? And at the end of the day, you need to part with more money. Whereas if only the government could say, okay, now we understand we faced with a problem as a nation. So let's just relax the conditions a bit so that it can be easy for those who are willing to help people in the country. I think that will help a lot.
Thank you very much. Marvelous. Let's switch over to this other discussion concerning the Jacob Zuma case. We know that he has actually filed papers before the courts and he's expected to appear in the Constitutional Court on July the 12th. So he's challenging the 15-month sentence that was imposed by the same court. So there are indications that, his supporters are camping at Inkandla. They're saying they would rather die rather than to see Zuma being arrested. So this is a very, very, very big case.
Apo tukuona kuti takuenderera mberi tichitarisa isu zviri kubuda kubva kuSouth Africa. Uko takaona pa weekend ino itakaona vatsigiri vava Jacob Zuma vachiwanikwa ivo vachiti havasi kuzobva panzvimbo ye yatinoti Nkandla kunogara vaZuma sezvo vanga vari kuti ivo vachange vari kutsigira vaZuma. Tikaona mapurisa zvakare vakamboedza kuti vaise maroadblock kuti vaiti ivo vanhu vanogara kunzvimbo yenkandla chete kana kuti kumamisha ari pedo ndo vanopinda. Tikaona vachitorambidza vamwewo vanga vachibva kune mamwe maprovinsi kuti vapinde vachienda vakananga kumukandla. Saka ticharamba takatarisa kuti zvii zviri kubuda ipapa nekuti tinonzwa kuti vaZuma vakakwidzawo mapepa avo kudare reconstitutional court uyezve vari kutarisirwa kuti vaende kunomira pamberi pedare irori musi waJuly 12 vachiti ivo havasi kufara nekuti vakawanikwa vachinzi vaende kuchizarira kwemwedzi inoita 15 saka tiramba takatarisa zviri kubuda kuSouth Africa pari zvino Gibbs.
His son is saying, you know, they will only, you know, take Zuma over his dead body. So let's listen to what he's saying.
They can give Zuma 15 months, they can give Zuma 24 months, or they can give Zuma 100 months. He's not going to even serve one day or one minute of that. They would have to kill me before they put their hands on him. They are not going to lay their hands on Zuma over my dead body.
Vele it has been long coming ukuthi kwenzeke lokho ukuthi uZuma iqine engene ngasejele.
Abakanalo zovikele umhlolozi uthe ngaboshwa. Ibe silaba nje sithi umuntu ofuna ukubopha umhlolozi akakala thathe thina qala. Yilonto siyesilethela. Mabe kuthiwa bazokufika kusasa sobe sikhona nangonyaka uzayo mabe kubeza sobe sikhona bazofika sikhona. Sizovikela sizovimba ukuthi akekho umuntu ozothatha umsholozi in our presence.
Mincane le minyaka lena because udeserve more lo muntu entweni abazenzile imali abazidlayo kushuphewa kanje like a country, you understand? So kuye akekayifile nokuyifila because uzobe se it's a holiday, it's like a holiday kuye because angeke ahlale njengamanye amabhati.
Sibone ukuthi i-justice yase-South Africa ayikho fair. As Kombi say, it's sympathy for Jacob Zuma. Storm supporters, spinners, see M4, so Tangai, Jay. Storm defend.
Crimes that he committed, fraud, defrauding the country, it goes to, it's a generational thing. I mean, you have stolen from the poorest of the poorest, and obviously those poor people take care of the upcoming generation that has to fight the struggle of breaking the curse of poverty and the likes. So, the sentence itself does not justify.
With time, increasingly, his options were getting limited. As the saying goes, he was given a long rope and he reached a cul-de-sac. It's a resounding judgment that I embrace in full. And he cannot cry foul. Those who still have the temptation to put their fingers in the till, to abuse state-owned enterprises, to abuse their positions of trust. Now they know that we are all called before the law, and there is none that will be spared. That is the beauty of this judgment. That is good for the ANC leadership, especially Ramaphosa, who wants to see things being done the right way. This is very empowering to him and others who really want to turn the organization around and to turn the country around. Because the contempt that people displayed towards him and the commission in general, now they know they've got nowhere to hide. Now they know they will be called upon to account and take responsibility for their actions. This so-called, I don't remember what I remember, right? I don't want to say anything because I don't want to implicate myself. The Zondo Commission was abused, and I'm sure there will be consequences. And I'm sure if there are others who are still to appear, based on this, they will do better.
Zuma going to jail, I think for me, it's not a good thing. I totally disagree with that. We have people here, even us as youth, we've seen what President Zuma has done during his term of office. So this is so unfair. President Zuma has been nothing but the best to us as the youth, and he has been fighting for the black South Africans, which are poorly and marginalized. So I totally disagree with this.
Well, those are mixed feelings there, Marvelous. We saw the supporters saying, you know what, we are going to camp here in Tinkandla by all means necessary and do whatever we can. You know, then we had a professor at the Institute of African Renaissance saying, you know what, this is what the doctor ordered, you know, because Zuma has been doing a lot of things. Mm-hmm. So he says right now he had a cold sick, so he deserves that kind of a thing. And then with one lady, you know, was saying, you know, to Zuma, it's sort of like if he goes to jail, it's like a holiday, because he won't be living like other inmates, you know. It will be like a holiday, you know, just enjoying himself. But Zuma is saying, no, 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 this is like apartheid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you are not tried accordingly. You are just told you have to be locked up, and that's it. So he says, no, no, break the chains of apartheid, and that's how he sees things.
You know? And it's very interesting to see the amount of energy, even the young youth who just spoke the last, I think he was the last or second last, I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
He literally, you know, he's very keyed up about, you know, how he feels about Zuma. And you see, you know, women, you see men, especially the men. I mean, they are coming out full force to say, you know, we are behind Zuma and this is not fair.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know, to balance it, it was good to see what the professor had to say about the issue. Because I think what we saw over the weekend, you could really feel like they, you know, a very kind of war-like situation, you know, near Nkandla there. So I'm happy that they were able to contain the situation, and we'll be watching to see what happens by July the 12th. Apotangatri kunzwa evatsigiri vava Jacob Zuma vachitaura ivo pamusoro pemaonero avo pane zvichange zviri kuitika kana vaZuma vakaenda kujeri. Tanzwawo vamwe vanga vari kushora, taona profesa muzvinafundo vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti aiwa vaZuma ngavateedzere murawo, kana vakawanikwa ivo vakatadza vanofanira kusungwa. Asi tikazonzwawo vamwe vatsigiri vavo vachichema kuti aiwa vaZuma vari kudzvanyirirwa, uyezve tanzwa mwana wavo mukomana achitaura iye kuti baba vake havakwanisi kunge vachienda kuchizarira. Kana vachienda kuchizarira, ari kuti iye vanotanga vatomuuraya iye kuti vazotora baba vake. Gibbs.
Yes, so Mr. Mlalazi, I think you have got a lot to say about, you know, the Zuma case. So at the end of the day, you know, does it deserve all this, you know?
No, it does not deserve
Why?
All this. Actually, naturally, the gentleman we are talking about here, Wamfolozi, is naturally intelligent and a disciplined leader. I will rank him as one of the people, I'll just name other names that have been taught as a young child. The likes of Sankala, Steve Biko, Chris Hani, Joshua Mkabungo Nkomo, Babu Mandela.
Mm.
Those were the disciplined leader. They preached about the freedom of black people wherever they are in Africa as a continent, as a country, which was divided in Berlin. So I believe to myself, I mean, I've been listening, you know, I lived in South Africa for many years. The dogs have been barking to Jacob Zuma ever since. If you think, I always ask myself, how does he not have a mentally breakdown at this stage? Because at the age of 16, he was a hunted man. He had joined the forces who took up arms to say, black people, we need to be included in Africa, in our country, South Africa,
mm-hmm.
to be included in whatever decisions that they have done for this country called South Africa. It has to be, it took them decades. He spent so many years in prison. If you look at Mandela, everything was made difficult for a black man in South Africa, but everything was made easy for the oppressors, for the colonizers. If you look at the former Boer Party leaders, like Botha and de Klerk, everything was made easy for them. They stole money, they made that people, but nobody followed them. They even refused to come to attend the these commissions, these kangaroo commissions that they keep on creating in South Africa. But then if you look at a leader like Ubabu Mtsholozi, actions speak louder than words. This man belongs to the people. If you look at all those people, they're traveling across Africa, not only in KwaZulu-Natal, to support them. I've seen in Soweto people were saying, hands off Ubabu Zuma, because which party in Africa, especially the Liberation Party, they are all captured, they follow. I've been to Zimbabwe the other day, and I'm looking at the Zimbra papers. They're still written Rhodesian, article number so and so. So I believe that all these criminal cases put upon our leader, Babu Mtsholozi, from the beginning, they're about 700. Now they're about 80. What happened to the over 600 criminal cases that they were dropped? They need to compensate him for wasting his time going to court, wasting his money, fighting things that were fabricated against him. So today, I still believe Ubabu Zuma has a strong rock wall around him that he created by talking the fact to say a black man has to be respected, has to be included in every decision that is made.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I think Ms. Chigwero is shaking her head.
Yeah, very interesting view there coming from.
Yes.
So let's hear the women's view. What is your view on what is happening in South Africa? And also just to comment on what Mr. Mlalazi said.
Okay, first of all, I'm not a very good political commentator. Yes. But in my view, there is need for accountability. If we look at this case from a political, then yes, we are going to see political persecution. But when we look at it from a legal perspective, as well as accountability, to whom more is given, more is expected. Mm-hmm. So what actually is special about President Zuma? When you say, okay, because he was a president, because he fought in the liberation struggle, that is what has made what has led to the failing of most African states or most states, because we are looking at the history as if these are the only ones who fought the liberation struggle. They were part of the communities that fought the liberation struggle. Yes, they may have been leaders, but if you are a leader, then you shouldn't really abuse state resources, because more people suffer. These resources are supposed to be shared equally among people or be used for the vulnerable communities, but they end up not getting it. So I really think the laws are there to be followed by everyone. I really also kind of look at the lens. This is not unique. Look at the perspective of our own country here in the United States. Once you leave the office of the president, you are now an ordinary citizen. And in some of the things, you become accountable to what you did or what you have been doing. So you are held liable to your criminal activities. So apana mutu unofanira kuera demo.
Yeah, ndosha naichida kufunza kuti ini munoona sei zvatiri kuona zviri kuitika ku South Africa. Tinoona vamulalazi vati vazuma ndo vanofanira kutobhadharwa nekuti vakarwa hondo, vakange ndivo vanga vari mukuru ANC, vakawanikwa zvakare vachimbosungwa vari mudiki nezvimwe zvakawanda, uye zvetanga tiri kuona vazhinji vachiuya kumba kwavo kunkandla vachiimba kuti kwete vazuma havasi kuzoenda kuchizarira nekuti vari kutivo vakarwa hondo uyezve vakarwira kodzero dzeSouth Africa. Imi munoonawo sei?
Kurwa hondo havana kurwa vega, vakarwa nemhomho yevanhu. Ndinorangarira mazuva aitairwawo yedu chaiyo, painzi hanzi zvona vakomana dzaive hove dziri mugungwa. Anditi vana mukoma veve hove dzaive mugungwa, and of meaning the sea was the people. So pavairwa hondo vazuma havana kurwa voga. Yes, you may have been a leader, but izvezvi zvekuti compensation, it is a totally different subject. Kana vada kucompensate for leading the liberation struggle, that's a different conversation. But abusing state resources is not acceptable. There should be accountability.
Yes. Mr. Mlalazi, she's talking about the rule of law here.
Yes. Thank you so much, Baba.
Yeah, Chang, isn't the real color? Uti, ye, Koroko, Ponti Kaka, is Katsaspel.
And amongst racism in South Africa, I'm not saying Zuma fought for him to be stealing. Whatever our heroes fought for, especially I'm going to talk about South Africa, I'm not talking about any other country like Zimbabwe, where you had a man who thought Zimbabwe belongs to him. No, I'm talking about South Africa. The inequality in South Africa, if you look at how black people are being treated in South Africa, in Africa, it's not fair, especially a man like Zuma. If Zuma has to be tried, it has to be the same way, the same court, they have to treat every former president of South Africa the same way that can be treated our leader Zuma. If you look at the clerk, for instance, he said to them, I'm not going to attend those kangaroo black courts, meaning the same commission that Zuma is refusing to go to. And he's not refusing. Zuma has been into this, accepting coming to this court for so many times. And he won so many cases that were fabricated against him. Why is it now, today, they can continue? This man is too old. They're still coming up with cases that which are irrelevant. They are saying to the world, Zuma has to serve 15 months in prison. Before him, he didn't deny those cases, but they go on to say he has to go to prison, of which, to me, is just an insult to people, black people like me. So I'm saying to anyone who thinks a black man is lesser than a white man in South Africa, it's a mistake. We have to be equal. First of all, those people in South Africa who came, who now they are enjoying the resources of South Africa at the expense of the cheap labor in South Africa, which is it's in the 21st century, we're still having people who are treated like slaves in South Africa. There are white-only schools in South Africa. There are, you know, white-only pubs and things like that, and beaches belong to white people. What is that? If you can explain that, why can't the same court rule over that? It's a criminal. That's a criminal.
Thank you very much. Let's get Vivian Nomalo Mapepe, because our time is running out. Mapepe, ubona njani udaba luka Zuma?
Hayi, mina udaba luka Zuma ngima lo Zuma. Like, hayi, kukhona nje ukuchaya amanzi. Why kumele kube nguZuma? I know ukuthi bazama ukubonisa umphakathi ukuthi akukho muntu ongale komthetho. Wonke umuntu uyakwanisa ukubotshwa. But ngibona ngani like why kumele kube nguZuma okumele bemsebenzise ukubonisa ukuthi umthetho uyasebenza eSouth Africa ngemva kwezinto zonke ezenzakalayo eSouth Africa. Why kumele kube nguZuma ngaphandle makukhona okunye abangasitsheli khona
ngephulanga umthetho?
Kwephulanga eyedwa, why kumele kube nguye oya ejele? Ngoba into le ungayilandeleli labo Mandela phakathi ikhuphuka isiza isiza. Why kumele uZuma kube nguyofela izono zabantu bonke abe ANC kahle kahle? Angiboni mina ukuthi wephulile umthetho kuphi.
Kodwa sikho kona okusebenzi bobe phansi.
Akusikho yikho, but angazi when it comes to uZuma nje angazi. I think kula le nto nje ngoZuma ukuthi ma uyicabanga nje into yakhona ubona ingathi bayamhlasela ngoba yes, thina iZimbabwe yaya phansi ngento efana laleyi ukuthi kuthiwe kulabantu ababothwayo abanye ababothwa, yes. But ungafuna ukukhangela iSouth Africa right now sokuze kungathi ibingcono ngesikhathi iphethwe nguZuma. Ngoba lokhu bakhupha uZuma ubengcono ngento eziningi, iSouth Africa ibingcono. But right now ungakhangela ukuthi iSouth Africa ikuphi uzobona ukuthi uZuma ubengcono kakhulu.
Yes, I want to get my paper. So let's bring the other lady just for a few seconds before we conclude our show. So, Chindongwe, just 1 minute of your time now. Our time is up. Just 1 minute.
With the Zuma case, I just wanted to say he was presiding over the courts. He knows what those institutions were capable of doing. So I, as I said, I'm not a very good commentator on politics, and especially the politics of South Africa. My issues mainly are centering around women and girls. And my last word is the UNICEF is saying we have 130 million girls out of school, and 11 million of them are not going to be able to go back to school at all. So as a country, I know we have these programs where kids were supposed to be learning via WhatsApp and all that stuff. So we need to make sure that we don't leave a lot of people behind.
So I think we've come to the end. Marvelous. I wish to thank Mrs. Lucy Ndongwe Chikowero. She is here in USA. Vivian Nomalanga Pepe. She is in Israel, Tel Aviv. And Mr. Sikhumbuzo Mlalazi, I guess he is in London. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C., saying good night, Zimbabwe.
I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye Mtiti Ngatisangane Mangwana, but let's talk Ngatikurukurei.
Good night.